The breaking news tonight, the White House now saying that North Korea launching one of their ballistic missiles, quote, could be imminent. Also word that Pyongyang and Washington were talking secretly just days before this showdown began. Our Kyung La is in Seoul, South Korea, monitoring those developments as well as a sharp threat from the North today. Kyung, this possible ballistic missile test, what do we know about it?
What we know is that all eyes are on the east coast of North Korea, where the launch could be, as you say, imminent. According to South Korea's presidential office, they expect that the highest likelihood is right now, the morning hours of April 10th. It is April 10th here in Asia. So everyone is watching to see if this missile launch is going to be happening in these early hours at any time right now. Something that we should mention, Anderson, is that this is an unusual twist to this. South Korea's Fisheries and Oceans Department. It seems very random to mention this, but this department is usually notified by North Korea if there's going to be a missile launch. In this case, they weren't notified. This is different and this is significant. It tells us that Kim Jong-un is sending a message. He is changing the rules of the game. He is not his daddy. He is thereby, Anderson, more unpredictable and thereby more dangerous.
What do we know about this potential missile test? What kind of a missile, where would it be fired toward, and what kind of steps are being taken in the region to prepare for it?
Well, the assumption at this point is that it's going to be an intermediate rocket test launch, and that the assumption, and again, these are all assumptions because we simply don't know. North Korea has proven to be so unpredictable this month. The assumption is it's probably going to head out to the waters, but no one's taking any chances. If you go to a U.S. airbase in South Korea right now, as we did, at the Osan airbase, we saw U.S. Patriot missile batteries pointed right up at the sky. They are pointed north. U.S. bases have been targeted. They have been told by North Korea that you are a target, so there are preparations on the ground to make sure that nothing falls on them.
We've seen North Korea issue warnings to diplomats to leave embassies in North Korea. Now today to foreigners in South Korea. How seriously is that being taken?
It's taken seriously and then not seriously. Seriously because foreigners aren't used to being targeted directly by Pyongyang. This is something a little more rare than the usual noise and hot air we hear out of the North. They specifically pointed out foreigners in South Korea should leave, that they should evacuate. That's a bit more extreme than what we've heard normally out of the North. So people here, I spoke with one American woman, she's doing business here in South Korea. She says she hasn't changed her routine, but she did check in with the U.S. Embassy her very first time, Anderson.
Right.
There is an elevated level of concern, but no alarm.
A lot has been made, obviously, about the lack of diplomatic channels between the U.S. and North Korea. We're finding out tonight there were actually direct communications between the two countries last month. What do you know about that?
What we know is that these are regular back-channel meetings. In meetings that I've had with U.S. officials, we know that this is something that's normal, these back-channel meetings. But they are secret because the United States does not have relations, direct, normal relations with Pyongyang. But in this meeting, and it did happen prior to all this escalation in this region, there was a meeting, the United States saying we want to try to veer off to a diplomatic route. But that message certainly is not being appreciated by Pyongyang, if the message was delivered at all, because we are where we are, Anderson.